Good morning. Thank you for joining today's media call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, to ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your phone and record your name at the prompt. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the call over to Michael Short of the National Association of Manufacturers. Michael, you may begin.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks, everybody, for joining us this morning. Obviously, this week is a very important week for tax reform with the expected vote on the budget resolution later this week that will pave the way to getting comprehensive tax reform done. To discuss the importance of this vote for this week and its importance for manufacturers and our economy, I've got Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, Bradley Jackson, President and CEO of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry, to talk about it. And with that, I'll turn the call over to Jay.
Well, thanks very much, and hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. So here at the National Association of Manufacturers, we're watching very closely, as Michael indicated, as the Senate takes up the budget this week. It's a consequential time for tax reform, and it's an absolutely vital moment for manufacturers in America. There's absolutely no escaping the fact that a vote on this budget, a yes vote, is essential to moving tax reform forward. It's a critical step, and the NAM believes and manufacturers believe that the stakes are too high for our elected leaders to really miss this opportunity. It's been more than three decades, actually, since America modernized our tax code, and that was under President Ronald Reagan. And since then, we've watched as other countries have caught on, and they've lowered their tax rates, they've simplified their tax codes, and they've made it attractive to invest and do business overseas. The truth of the matter is our current tax code lets other countries win, and it's our workers, it's the American manufacturing workers, the Tennessee manufacturing workers, who are losing out on opportunities to build better lives. So we need a tax code that works for manufacturers and one that works for, frankly, all American families. It's about jobs, it's about paychecks, and it's about higher standards of living. In fact, manufacturers in our recent Outlook survey that we conduct with Industry Week magazine made it very clear that if comprehensive tax reform becomes a reality, manufacturers are going to invest more in America, they're going to create more jobs, and there's going to be more wealth created for all Americans. Here are some statistics that I think are just fascinating. Almost 65%, two-thirds, say that they're going to increase investment in equipment and other capital. 64%, again, almost two-thirds, say that they would expand their businesses. 57% say that they would hire more workers, and a vast majority say that they would increase wages and benefits. So clearly, tax reform will make manufacturers in America more competitive than we've been in generations, and it means it will dramatically improve the lives of manufacturing workers and the communities in which they live. So there's really no excuse for standing in the way unless senators and congressmen want to see other countries outcompete us, or unless they want to see American workers suffer, and we just don't believe that anybody who's elected wants to do that. So it's probably no secret that manufacturers and the NAM are big fans of Senators Corker and Alexander. Senator Corker has indicated that he has some concerns with the budget bill, so we're encouraging him, and we want him to know that manufacturers are really counting on this vote on the budget, and we need his help on that. Senator Corker can vote for this week's budget resolution. We look forward to him doing that. And then later down the road, he can vote for tax reform legislation with the confidence that his vote is a vote for the American manufacturing worker. And we know the people of Tennessee understand that senators are going to be facing a high-stakes vote this week. So Senator Corker in particular needs their support, and he needs them to speak up and let their senator know that they want tax reform because they want a stronger American economy, they want better paychecks, and they want more opportunities to save for the future and a better life for their families. So with that, I will turn this over to Bradley Jackson, the president and CEO of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce, who we're very happy to have joined us today. So Bradley, take it away.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. And for those of you that don't know, the Tennessee Chamber, we're also the Tennessee Manufacturers Association, and we affiliate with NAM and appreciate the tremendous work that they do, certainly at the federal and grassroots level on behalf of manufacturing. This is a very great opportunity for Tennessee. For Tennessee, manufacturing is a tremendous economic driver for us. Manufacturing employs about 340,000 people here, which makes it the second largest private sector employer in the state. Moreover, when you look at just wages in Tennessee, manufacturing the average wage is about $67,000, a little bit over that, and all those are jobs with benefits. Other areas average out around the $40,000 to $44,000 range in terms of their annual salary. So manufacturing is a tremendous economic driver here, and a great example for those of you all here in the state. Yesterday the state released their tax collections for the month of September, and to demonstrate how manufacturing really drives our economy, total collections were about $50 million over what the state had estimated. But when you really dig under that number, over $30 million of that was paid on the franchise and excise tax, and that is primarily paid by manufacturers here. So a healthy economy for manufacturing benefits the state, our citizens, and our economy overall. So we do urge Senator Corker to vote yes on it. We think it's essential to Tennessee and our economic growth for manufacturers here.
All right, operator, I think we're ready to take questions if you want to prompt the reporters on the line.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session of today's conference. To raise your question through the audio line, press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. To cancel your question, press star 2. One moment to see if we have questions. Speakers, we show no question at this time. Again, reminding everyone, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name.
Well, it looks like we were pretty thorough with this. I just want to end by noting that this is an absolutely critical time for America. This is an important vote for the Senate caucus, the Republican caucus. The administration, Senate leaders want to get this done. This vote will determine whether America wants to move forward economically, whether we want to maintain our mantle of economic leadership around the world. Manufacturers are watching very closely. We want to be able to compete and succeed in a global economy. We want to be able to grow. And frankly, it's about time for our country to get its act together economically. So we're very we're watching very closely and are very hopeful that our senators will do the right thing, get this budget passed so that we can take the next step for tax reform. And unless there's no other questions, we'll end the call.
Okay.
Speakers, please show no questions.
We'll go ahead and conclude the call.
Thank you. And that concludes today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect.